if you try to, they're beastly.
You did ever get dog
bit?
Yeah.
No. But I've come pretty close to it, and I've seen people that did, though, you know.
Got what? Got
bit by dogs. Yeah, some people, I don't know, they have these vicious devils, and they generally have a fence maybe around the yard, around the house, they couldn't get out, but if you'd be going in, you know, if the man of the house wasn't there, them devils might, one of them might bite you.
Yeah. I bet mailmen get...
Yeah, they have trouble with them yet, too. They do yet.
Mailmen are always...
I'm on go, there was, I think it's here in Baton Rouge, there was, well, I had a, some kind of a dog there, and he'd try to bite this man when he'd go up there, and he wouldn't keep him on a leash, and I believe they told him he didn't have to deliver the mail there unless he would keep it on a leash, you know. He wouldn't be forced to take that chance. So I don't know what come out of it, but they had, you know, they had on the news or something recorded it.
Excuse me. Now, them old mixed breed dogs, you call them?
Well, I wouldn't know. You got so many. You got your hound, you know.
Yeah.
And they've got a... They've got these terriers, and they...
Yeah. You ever seen a black and tan or anything like that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's a lot of hound dogs carry that color, you know. You got a lot of hounds here. Those are mostly for running deer hounds, is.
Yes, sir.
Deer dogs. And now they have a beagle, that's a miniature hound, you know, little hound, small, but they look about like a big. They use them for rabbit dogs a lot, running rabbits. We have a good many rabbits in this country. Still mm-hmm. got a good many of them.
Yeah. Now, what would you say to your dog if you wanted to go after something or somebody?
You mean,
what did you call him? Did you say,
yeah, he didn't have a name for him, some kind of a name. No, you didn't call him a name. But if he was a smart dog, hunting dog, he'd follow you. He's ready to go when you was. You didn't have to worry about
you
him.
You get him to go after something, you'd say, hey, boy.
Yeah, sick him on it, you know. Tell him, sick it, you know.
Yeah. Now, in a herd of cattle, you call the male, he was called a...
Well, usually, you know, they just put a... In gross speaking, they call him the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But women would call him maybe.
Male. Yeah. Yeah, the male, but gentlemen, men talking, he's the bull, you know.
Yeah.
Hogs, the male, he's a boar, you know. Yeah. Sow and the boar, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And the male horse was called a...
He was called a stud.
Yeah, a woman might have said, what? They have other names for it?
I don't know. Let's see, I don't know what they would come up with hardly, but...
Call him a...
Stallion would have been a more of a decent name, I guess. More stallion, you know, that's the same thing as a stud. Stallion, I think, would take that.
Let's see, the female was a...
Well, the horse was a mare.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the...
Did you ever have more than one horse?
I owned two at a time, you know.
Two?
Yeah. But a lot of times I didn't.
Yeah.
I never did have a lot of farmland, about 10 acres might have fool with.
Yeah.
But trucking never required land like you do for growing soybeans and cotton, you know. All different in the world.
That's true.
You can't cover too much land. See, I grow beans, you know, sold beans too, you know, you grow them at a...
What kind of beans,
though? Well, I'm talking about now, well, we'd say I grew a bunch of beans, and we'd ship them, you know, put them in